Welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming Chewy Show. And we got two very special guests. They're no strangers to the show. We got Bestie Arlene right here.
What's up?
Homie Shane.
He just took a sip of beer.
We're thirsty. Look, me and Arlene got all kinds of waters right here.
And this alcoholic ass.
That's not right. No, I'm not an alcoholic. I maintain.
He can't live without his beer.
You know, it's
the first.
Yeah.
That's the first.
It's creative juices, you know? Exactly. It helps. Today's episode is sponsored by Chicharrones. Arlene was eating them.
I'll be eating them throughout the show.
Yes.
Because I'm hungry.
And, yeah, if you're just tuning in just to look at Arlene's cleavage, that's fine. I told her to wear a revealing shirt.
I'm not wearing a revealing shirt because he's not going to use me for that.
Yeah, I am. Hell, you're my best friend, of course.
So I'm not going to do stupid shit like that. Right, guys?
Yeah, I see. I stay out of this conversation.
Yeah, because you'll get slapped.
You get charges.
Oh, and by the way, Shane is our homie, and he blessed us. He lets us say nigga.
Oh, yeah, I asked him.
Don't judge
us. I have permission. The first time I met him, I was like, can I call you nigga? I say nigga a lot. Like, you won't get offended.
She said it 20 times in the conversation when I met her. She said it like 85 times.
I was like, you don't get offended, right?
Finally, was like, oh, hey, by the way, I say nigga a lot. Like, nigga, I noticed.
Like, I'm not racist, guys. I just say that word a lot. I don't know. I say bitch and nigga a lot, but I'm not racist. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? No.
And gangsta rap made her do that.
I'm yeah.
Hey guys, so I had an incident the other day.
Oh no.
I was gonna take a shower, so I was naked.
Oh my god, is it the nasty story you told me? Oh my god.
And I had to take a piss. I should have just pissed in the shower.
I feel like he found a lump. He was like,
oh,
it's worse than that.
It involves a lump. But I was taking a piss bare ass, bro, and I had to fart. And it was like, and at the end, it sounded like,
ew.
A fucking glow dart gun, bro. I'm like, oh no.
Ew.
So, and there's a white towel hanging behind me, bro.
Oh.
So I'm like, I look back, the towel's fine. But I look at the floor, and there's a little Tootsie Roll, dude. And it was small enough to where I thought, I'm like, I could leave it there and blame the dogs. But I cleaned up.
Poor dog. I doubt that you cleaned up, dude. Like, you never clean. So, your mom found that and she's blamed the dog.
Just better.
That's disgusting.
Yo.
You're gross ass nigga. It's because you're fat, so everything just comes out. You know?
Oh, fuck, you asshole. Says the person who had to get surgery to lose weight.
Not to lose weight, to shape me, okay? Correction.
Uh-huh. You still look ugly.
So, not as ugly as you.
Fuck you.
Anyways.
Just because I don't have cleavage like you.
I beg the difference.
Look, I can do this, look.
I can't do that.
I can shake my chi-chis.
Huh?
Can you do that?
Like, yeah, but I got a bird chest, so I really don't let it really move.
I can't do that for shit.
Doesn't let it really move. It's kind of like just sitting there looking.
But hey. By the way, you guys fucking kicked ass on that show, by the way.
Hey, that shit was fun.
It was fun. He was always like dancing to Soulja Boy. So
not crunk, yo.
Oh, hell.
Oh,
they had nothing but energy, man. Job City Boys. Who else was there? DJ Jamar.
Explicit. Who else?
And I just added them on Instagram, too.
Who?
One
of the people, the rapper?
Their name, what's their name?
Dude, those are
1 hour later.
This is why I hate me trying to get people to hate this shit, because I forget everything.
He forgets everything. I have to remind him. Like, I told him, hey, remember we have the podcast today. Like, I have to remind him, or else he forgets.
Real shit, though. Hey, but at least I know I be fucking up.
Yeah, like
he's like a mom. Like,
street mob military. That's military.
That show was fun. Like, the vibes were great. I was taking shots and I felt comfortable. Like, you know, I usually feel nervous on shows. I'm all like panicking and shit. Mm-hmm. But like, it was good. Oh, and shout out to Dre Day, that he was our DJ.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was fun, huh?
Oh, that shit was hot,
And
man.
you were all singing Spanish too, and
I got to.
Oh, when you guys sing
I got to.
Vivir Mi Vida? That was
Yeah.
great.
Anyway, shit, I told you most of them was gonna know Spanish or whatever. It looked like it wasn't gonna be that type of show. We went
Right?
through the whole show and it was all vibing with you the whole time.
It
That shit was fire.
was the type of
Hell
show
yeah.
where I'm like, where's the Henny? You know? Hey,
No.
we're in there, and then Arlene's like, if I say nigga,
No,
is
but
like,
I'm
you think
really,
about here.
no, good things have been happening lately. I'm really thankful that they put us on the show. And, you know, because not a lot of people want to work with me or, you know, they don't want to put me on shows or whatever. But I'm really thankful for them, like, you know, for thinking of us, for being there and, you know, showing support. And yeah, it's been exciting how, because
Oh yeah,
we just went.
it was rocking with that whole thing the whole damn time. I was like, yo,
You
this
were
what
all
the fuck
lit.
I missed. I felt like I was back home for a minute or whatever, but I'm just like, yeah, that's the energy. It was way different than the other shows that we've been doing.
But you saw Hector's energy.
Oh
He
man,
was lit
I'm
as
drunk.
fuck.
Brody
Just like he
was
was
told
walking.
up.
Okay.
Brody was told up.
This was Hector. I know he was drunk because he came out of the bathroom and he was saying like this, and then he's like, and then I was like, I looked at him and I'm like, damn, bro, you're fucked up, huh? And he's like, ha-ha, he just laughed.
Wasn't he like hugging you too?
Yeah, he was like, yeah.
I know he's drunk, but he's like hugging or he's like talking a lot.
Yeah,
I'm
because
like, dude,
I ain't never seen he I ain't never had an issue a situation where he hugged me.
he hugged you
He
too?
hugged me early. Like he
He was
brought
like
me like
Oprah.
three beers back to back, and I was like, oh shit.
Oh, he was buying you beers all night
Yeah.
too. That was
I'm
great.
like, dude, I got money. I'm good. He said, no.
He's all nice and shit.
And that's all he said. He didn't say anything else. I was like, I got money. I can get a beer. He said, no. And he looked at me. I'm like,
He's like, no.
what? Like, are you gonna say something else behind? You just saying no? He just like, no.
Yo, are you trying to take
If
me
it was
home?
some other guy, that would probably think he's gay or something.
You know, I'm sitting here. I'm like, yo, you all right, bro? He said,
He was
yeah.
drunk. It's just he just likes to show love. You know how
Brody
they,
is so up.
huh?
Like, it was funny as hell, though. At least he wasn't that annoying
Like
drunk.
pesado,
And yeah,
like.
that annoying fucked up. Like,
Oh, but
just.
you can hear him on my videos. He was all lit. He was all yelling and singing and shit. I'm like, okay.
Hey, remember, what was that guy sitting there like, yeah, who likes black pussy or something?
Yeah, and
Oh,
then Hector's like, hell yeah.
yeah.
And I look at him like, the fuck?
Y'all, what? Mine's not black.
I know.
I mean, I don't know, it could be, but.
No. Yeah, I was surprised. I was like,
Oh man, that shit
that
was
guy was
funny.
funny too.
When
What's
he
his
said,
name? The guy who was like dancing and talking between them. I forgot his name, but he was fucking funny as
hell
fuck.
yeah.
He was even dancing to my song. He's all
Oh, the
like,
guy who was hosting? Yeah, he was the
yeah.
host.
Oh, I
That
forgot
shit
his
was
name
funny as
too.
hell. It's gonna randomly pop in my head, like somewhere in the middle of the show.
Yeah,
So
he forgets everything, you know?
you
It
know,
comes back at some point.
that dude was cool as fuck. And then I asked him to take a picture of me and Arlene, right? And I was looking at the pictures and like the level looked kind of low. And I'm like, damn, I got short. Like,
Are you serious?
was drunk.
He was short as hell, but I
He
was
was
talking to
funny
him.
as hell.
I was talking to him and I gave him my info. So he's like, yeah, I get at you or whatever. I was like, bet. And the whole time my back started
Because you're looking down.
hurting. Like,
Oh, and
I'm
like,
leaning over, I'm leaning down, talking to him, or whatever, and I feel like I was talking to my brother Malik because I was like, "Damn, it's short." I
hey
stood up.
guys,
I was like, "Ooh,
shout out to Bar Talk TV too, you
oh,
know,
hell yeah, hell yeah!"
for hosting this as well. I forget a lot of things too, so I'm like,
Couldn't dumb
oh
me.
my
I got
God.
the only one. I ain't got.
Yeah, I have a lot of shit in my mind, you know, like,
She has a
yeah. Food,
vampire. She's
yeah, like
always
pizza.
hungry. She thinking about restaurants and food and shit.
Some tacos de carne asada sound good, or like some pizza and
Oh,
pizza.
we're talking about something like something gross, and she's like, oh, pizza looks good.
Because I saw a pizza commercial. That's why.
Oh man.
Oh, guys, but also shout out to Casio because he's been helping out a lot. You know, he went to the studio with me and he was helping with my vocals
He's
and
your vocal
helping
coach.
me sing on track, you know, because I get nervous and I need a lot of reassurance.
And he put
So
you through boot camp. He's like, again,
he was
hey,
like, again. We
again.
had to do it like so many times, huh? Because, like, I don't know why, but I
Yeah.
was fucking up at the beginning. Like,
That shit had through me
I
because I
don't know
was just like,
why.
we were busting ass
We
trying
were
to take care of the
practicing.
end of the song. You had finally got the end of the song, and you went through the whole damn song. Then we get in the studio.
The now, first intro? The
very first intro, you can't record it. I'm like,
I know. I was like, what the fuck? I was all upset, and he's like, do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
You just stop the music again.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. I was so mad, but it turned out to be good, though, because Mario helped out a lot, too. Man, and, like, if the song came out pretty good. Like I think it's, like, the best song I ever recorded and with, like, great quality.
Sounds
like
big.
That's like the that's like my first song that I really like a lot. Like I like Dale Hasta Abajo too, but this song, like the quality and everything, like it's perfect.
And it just shows how much better you're getting at it, you know.
Well, not only that, with like the people you work to, you know, like the people that actually put like effort to help you and make it sound good, you know, because like Mario did a great job, and then Cassio was helping him a lot too with like the vocals and like with the what was it called, the Melodyne stuff.
Oh yeah, the Melodyne.
Yeah, like so they were all working together, you know.
Man, I love Melodyne, man. I seen that joint. I'm like, oh man, I finally get to use this. Dude. This is crazy.
Melodyne. I never heard that word. I literally thought Arlene just made it up until you said it.
No.
So Melodyne is basically a program. You know how you got like auto tune and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Melodyne is something like that, but it's a finer way of doing it without having like to sound like auto tune.
Yeah, like it sounds natural.
So it keeps your natural sound, your natural tone, and as long as you're seeing where you're supposed to be at, that one little off note that's like, okay, nah, that's not supposed to be there. You can take that one space and put it in the right note.
Yeah, it takes a while, but it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Zona Cero Studio. And shout out to Mario. He really helped a lot, and I really love the outcome, so I'll be going back, definitely.
That studio is so fresh. Hell, I'm going to be going there. You didn't show me some shit that I started using on some of my tracks that I'm working on now.
Oh, is that what you showed me?
Yeah.
Oh,
it sounded
dude.
Good.
Oh, bro.
That sounds fucking good.
Bro, I'm starting to kick into a whole nother bag and get into the R&B shit, so I'm like, all right, let me put some flavor to it, because I love singing natural.
Not something all like...
I love singing naturally without having an auto-tune thing, but I know the one thing I noticed is that sometimes a little bit of that auto-tune sound gives it a flavor, and then like depending on the song, of course, but it kind of lets things pop. So I'm trying different things that Mario was showing me that I was watching him do, and I'm like, oh, okay,
oh, that's true.
Let me do this, let me do that, and because now it changed the aspect of song, like it cleaned it up, made it tighter. So I'm like, oh hell yeah, now I got this. I can go back and re-record it, and it's gonna be like on point all the way through.
Yeah,
god damn.
I learned that shit watching that fool working when he was cutting that shit. I'm like, oh, I need this. It's like that moment when you see a badass chick walking down the street or whatever, like,
ooh,
I need her.
Like, hey, and then
I was thinking that shit. I'm like, oh my god,
little drop of pre-cum comes out, little drink.
That studio though is dope. Like I really love it. It's like the best studio I've ever been to here.
That shit is clean. And it's ducked also. I appreciate that. You ain't doing shit over there butt work. That's it. That shit is clean.
Not fucking around, huh?
Mm-mm.
I like working with people that don't fuck around, like that are serious about it.
Just get it done, get it out of the way.
That get it done and then they work with you. They don't make it complicated or like, you know what I mean? Like they
That shit, man. I'm definitely going there.
Hell yeah, you
got my tracks done. I'm going there my damn self. Like, nah, because now I can focus on just singing
and get it done.
And now that you got your song done, completely done, you're going to release it with a video, right?
Yeah, I'm planning on doing a video. I want to release it with a video, but I'm still trying to figure some stuff out with the video. And then
y'all need
I want
to make
release
sure y'all see this, that y'all comment on there. Should she release it with a video or should she release the song and then come out with the video? After.
I see release a song and then the video, but
I'm thinking about it. I'm working on right now. I'm trying to figure the art stuff for the single to release it, you know, before I release it.
Album cover.
So right now I'm trying to figure some stuff out. Yeah, because we just finished it last weekend. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure some stuff out and
I'm a rebel. I said it. Fuck all that. Fuck all the art shit. I've been using the same thing. You just see the Casio written on stuff.
You're like,
or my picture from one of the shows. I'm just dropping shit. I already dropped two songs. I got another one that's gonna be dropping soon.
I feel like the microphone's covering your face.
A little bit.
You should come like a little closer.
Yeah. Don't worry, Arlene don't bite. She smells, but she don't bite.
Fuck you, I don't smell.
Like open ass.
People think stuff. Fuck.
I tell people that she don't use soap when she showers. Because she showers that in like 5 minutes. I'm like, how did you wash your ass properly in 5 minutes?
He doesn't understand that like women don't wash their hair every day, you know what I mean? But they wash their body. So he doesn't understand that.
I bet your asshole's all like dark.
Ask Hector. He's always all over me. If I smell, I don't think he would be all over me, right?
Arlene's all white, but her asshole's dark, bro.
How don't you know that?
She didn't like, deny it. You noticed that?
It's
she didn't
not.
Deny
it. It's pink.
It's pink? Like it's pink. Okay, well, let me see what
No. He's so annoying. Like, he's always making people think. Like, he tells people, like, strangers that I used to be a man. And then, some person's like, I don't care shit. She was a man.
And I'm like, joke's on me.
Yeah, he was like, I don't care.
You think, all right, this conversation's over. I'm good.
But a couple of people did believe me that she used to be a man.
Yeah, I don't even look like a man.
Not now, because you're post-op.
Not ever.
She, that's why her butthole's dark.
Yes. My butthole is not bark.
Bark?
Dark.
Bark?
Here we go again, me fucking up the words.
You guys
like
know,
always.
Arlene thinks she's a dog. Sometimes we'll be on the phone randomly. She's like, bar?
No, what the
bar?
It's bad because you just did it. So, like,
oh, man. Bitch, I'm a dog. Woof. Have you heard that song? You haven't heard that song.
I heard the song. I'm just trying
like
to
that's
out
what's
what,
the name of the song?
Possess you feel like that was
Migos. They sing. Yeah, they rap that.
That's
Bad and Bougie. Yeah,
Bougie?
Hector was listening to it.
Bad and Bougie.
I have an accent, okay?
Arlene makes up her own words sometimes.
Yeah, I do. I don't give a fuck.
You're just making up your own damn words now.
And
she said Bougie.
Bougie.
She made up a word the other day called retardedly.
I didn't.
Well, I'm kind of retardedly.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
You
Why
you
Joey, if we're going to talk about pee and poop,
if we're going to talk about pee pee poo poo,
where
fuck? Are you five?
I don't know what.
Yo.
I say wait, we're gonna.
Are you making up right now?
I'm gonna save that clip. We're gonna talk about people.
Yo, we're talking about.
Dude, I don't know why I always have issues talking. No, but if we're gonna talk about pity, putting people on blast,
putting people, pity,
if we're gonna talk, shut the fuck up. If we're gonna talk about putting people on blast, I'm gonna put you on blast, and you're not gonna like.
Oh, shut up! Stop.
Exactly.
Okay, so I have a small dick. There, stop. Okay. That's what she was gonna say. She
no,
said
I was
that.
Gonna say
that
small dick.
What the hell?
Because I told her I was gonna send her a weenie wave.
She like binary code and
you'll
shit.
Get blocked.
Like, so now I know how to get rid of you.
That's my next song.
Beep, beep, boop, boop. Okay, sing a little bit. How would it sound like?
Beep, 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 boop, boop, beep, beep.
Oh.
Fucking no. What the fuck? I'm gonna have a song named Bitch.
Do it. That would
badass be bitch or something.
You definitely have to sound like that.
I'm gonna rap, guys. Like, I don't even, I just don't like sing Spanish. You know that? Like, I'm trying to rap in English too. Like,
she does rap pretty good. She does.
So,
I'm gonna put a pause on that until you can speak English. Then speak English.
I can speak English or Spanish.
Then we can get you to rap in English. Like,
yeah. Hey, rapping and singing is different, but when I'm like on camera singing, I mean, talking, like, I get my words mixed up. Like, Clown the Art last time, remember?
Clown the Art?
Yes.
Instead of Art the Clown, she's like, Clown the Art.
I'm a blonde, okay? I'm actually a blonde.
Oh, really? Like, is.
You know.
On Thanksgiving, we're playing this game. It's called Sequence, and it's kind of like Connect Four with cards. And she had an opportunity. Me and
something
her were
you jackass.
I know. I'm getting it. So it was me and her against both my sisters, right? And so when you can't talk to your partner, like, hey, put it right there, or, you
that's
know what I mean?
Hard. I can't. I need to talk.
And so, like, dude, we had three connected, and she had the card. She had a spot to put in. We're gonna win. And she's like,
distracted.
And I'm like, I'm looking at the fucking, I'm like, And she's like, and then she puts it all far away. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. We could have won.
He was all yelling at me, you're an idiot. We fucking lost. See, and then it was his turn after, and he made us lost. Lose.
No, well,
he made us lose.
So I did the same thing.
He made us lost. What the fuck?
Right after her, I did the same shit. There was another fucking spot, and I missed it. And I'm like, okay, I'm dumb too. But then we won the game. We still won.
Yeah, we still won after. But it's so funny. He's like talking shit, like saying I'm dumb. And he's all like losing and shit.
Watch. For talking shit, she's going to hit a fucking pothole twice.
I'm not that stupid like you. I swerve on them.
She never will let that go that I went over the same pothole, bro.
Stupid.
I can see now. I can't play spades with y'all.
I can't. You can't play what? I
can't play spades with y'all.
Why?
You couldn't even do that sequence game, right?
Well, I learned. That was my first time playing. It was a warm-up, okay?
You got to be able to know. And
you want to play? You want to play? No, you'll lose. I bet you $100.
Let's go.
Arlisa typed it.
Let's go.
Now, y'all heard it, right? So when I come back and I got that 100, she's going to be mad.
Look, it's on record, Arlene. You can't back up.
You're going to lose.
Let's get it. Wait, what?
What the fuck?
She don't forget.
Man, why can't you talk?
By the way, I'm gonna take them. I'm gonna call this episode "Pee Pee Kaka Poo Poo." I'm not kidding.
What the fuck?
Arlene's face on there.
This is like a gay movie.
Put the cover art. Put Arlene's face on there for the cover.
Fuck you guys. Fuck
you. Just
wear
cleavage. I want to get more view.
I don't mind. I don't know why I get my words mixed up, or like I'm not nervous, but like I don't know why.
Always fucking overthinking. I always gotta tell you,
she does.
She's
already worried about next year.
It's really? Almost next year. Next month.
It's a good quality to have, but when you can't control the next word that come out your mouth, that's when it's a problem. It's like, hold on, my God, I need you to bring this back.
Just jealous that I'm smarter than you guys.
Oh my. Wow. Do you guys believe this?
I went to public school, but still.
You went to public school?
No.
Hey, Family Guy always does make fun of Arizona College.
Oh my God.
In our education system.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Griffin is dumb.
I mean, you're kind of up there with him.
You about there.
I love Peter Griffin. Dude, I thought that was a muffin. And it's fucking a banana.
You're so badass. At the same time.
I haven't ate all day. So I'm going to go eat after this.
What should I eat? She was munching on some chips.
I don't know if I should eat something healthy. But
it's not
going to
be healthy. It's not.
Or should I eat like tacos de carne asada or like pizza and wings or like what else sounds good?
You literally just go.
I sound good.
Big ass choice burger.
He said you.
Big old choice burger, yo.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Like, dude, when she dressed as an angel for Halloween, like you could see her big ass camel toe, bro.
Never.
And I'm like, God damn, you have a fat ass fucking choice.
I have a fat ass choice, and what? It's fatter than your dick.
It's not a bad thing. It's just like if you were a guy, you would have a big dick. Like,
it's my fault. I was born like that. You know, sometimes I hate it, but I got to learn how to live with it.
Don't hate your fat chores.
I know Hector don't, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's what matters. when you smack the clit.
Yeah, you're so fucking creepy.
Wait, what?
Why are you staring at my chonch for?
I wasn't staring at it.
Time out. Hold on.
Time out. Are we kids?
Because look, if you wearing shit with your shit out, and what y'all call it, a chunch?
Mm-hmm.
If you got your shit out there,
it's not. It wasn't out there.
Exactly. You can see it, bro.
If Chewy had his dick, I wouldn't be staring at it.
You wouldn't look at it?
No. Huh? I would tell him, put it away. Yeah. Put it away.
She gonna look.
Okay, these motherfuckers are teaming up on me. What the fuck?
We're being honest.
Fuck you and fuck you.
Nah, if a nigga walk around with his dick out, you gonna be like, oh, hey. You can stare or you gonna look. But either way, you gonna be on.
She would look first and be like,
That's why I think like society today is fucked up. Girls can do all this shit with they posts and they pictures with their bodies and shit, but let a dude walk out in a jock strap.
Well, okay. Girls can dress up however, but just because a girl, hey, just because a girl, like, look, like, just because a girl dresses sexy doesn't give a right to a nigga to rape her or do stupid shit like that. Like, some people, like, they'll be like, oh, well, he wouldn't have raped her if, like, she don't dress up like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's true, right? Some people say that. Staring. No, I know, but just because you want to dress sexy doesn't mean give right to a guy to be stupid or creepy you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna get that attention though. You're gonna get people looking.
I'm gonna dress like a mocha now.
Because of that.
I'm gonna dress like this.
They'll wear cleavage and they'll be like, eyes up here. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm not even wearing a cleavage shirt.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You're not? Take off that jacket.
I'm not wearing a cleavage shirt.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Mm-hmm. What do you guys?
Anyways.
Hey, we should have did it live and then have people comment and be like, hey, look, she take the jacket off or not?
Oh.
That's what we got to do next
all
time.
Kinds of Sims really? Take it off.
We got to do some shit live or whatever.
Like with the comments and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Next time we'll do it live.
Some shit live, bro.
But then everybody that comes in, she's going to be like, ha! We're friends, right? We're friends.
I'm not like that no more.
I think it's funny when people do that shit though, because when you start making moves and then all of a sudden they start hitting you up when you're live and the shit or whatever you're doing.
They're like, slap Shane.
And you would do it, Governor. Like,
hell yeah.
For real. And she don't get punked, so I ain't waste my beer. I dump the water on her though.
You won't waste your beer?
Yeah, I won't waste my beer.
Oh, beer's his life.
Music in my kids is my life. The beer is what helps me get through.
Nice.
Just like coffee. Just like coffee when I work. Mm-hmm. Where I need to have my cup. My coffee. I need to have my coffee to survive the day.
Mm-hmm. See? Sometimes I get out of work. I get my beer.
Sometimes.
You work. Damn, dude. I wouldn't be able to drink if I'm working. No, like, I'll get out.
As soon as I get done with work.
As soon as you get done.
Yeah. I'm down work.
That's whatever. Hector.
Then I get home. I'm like, all right, I got my beer. I chill.
Hector drinks after work to deal with you, though.
Fuck
to
put me. Up exactly. With no, he works a lot, and then he like on his free time he works on cars. So he loves like opening a beer and listening to music and working on cars. You know,
like imagine you work all day, you had a stressful day, you come home and you got this bitch screaming at you.
Never argue, okay?
Like that. I'm screaming at him.
He's always happy to see me.
Make sure he's motivated. He gets his drink or whatever.
He's always happy to see me. Not like other people. They're not happy to see you.
You know, that's the best. Hey, why are you looking at me like an asshole? Anyway, that's the best part about being her best friend. Whenever she annoys me, I'll be like, go to Hector.
Okay. He acts like he's my only friend.
I am.
What if I have another best friend?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't.
So if another girl calls me best friend, tell her not to call you best friend.
I never say that, guys. He makes me look toxic, but he's stupid.
You never said that?
I haven't said that. I just get upset when he acts stupid, but go ahead, have another best friend. I don't give a shit. No one's gonna put up with you like how I do.
Same back at you. Like, she's beautiful, guys, but damn, she's annoying as fuck, bro. Like, sometimes I want to blow my brains out. Some
people don't care about that. Right? And same goes for you. You're fucking stupid and an idiot. You don't have a license or your shit together. And I still have to be there for you. So.
Oh, I love you, best friend.
Shane's like.
There was so much shade thrown in the mix of that, too. Like,
oh, I can throw more shade.
Why the whole, you don't have a license?
Why the whole?
She always throws that. She's got nothing.
And he always throws. Okay, no, nigga. He always throws that I'm dumb and this and that. And I can't throw shit. I can't say the truth.
Well, see, saying you're dumb can be seen.
Can be what?
Like, people can see that. They can't see that. Sometimes. He got prices, though. Like,
yeah,
they can't. He's an idiot.
There was a comedian that said they had a joke about that shit, whatever. But
like a grandma.
It was Kevin Hart. He was talking about how the couple go on dates or whatever, and then the girl had told the other homegirls about a man eating her ass or whatever.
What the fuck?
And the homegirls know the secret that he eat ass or whatever, but the homeboys in the group don't know that shit until she put it out and just tell everybody. That little shit, why does everybody got to know that they eat ass?
Do you?
No, fuck no. What?
You don't eat ass?
No,
Why?
No, I'm not eating ass. You shit out of
okay,
there.
okay.
I'm not you shit out of there. I'm
Okay,
like, no.
my friend said the same thing. Like,
No.
most of the people, most of my friends and everyone I ask, they say yeah. But then you and my other friend, they're like, fuck
No.
no. You?
No. I'm not putting my finger in
If
it.
it's clean and she likes it, I mean,
What if she's clean?
no.
What if you're drunk and
No.
drugged?
Bleach it.
No?
Don't care.
Bleach it.
Bleach it.
Bleach it and still don't care.
Well,
You can soak a rag in bleach and like just throw it in there and let it
oh.
sit and pull it out, and I'm
Well,
still not
some
doing
people
it.
are picky.
I'm not doing
Yeah.
it. No. That's
Just like I would not eat a guy's ass. You
you
know,
want to
some
eat a
girls
hooker's
do that.
ass?
Some girls
That's
do that,
weird.
and that's
That's
weird.
weird.
That's fucking
Well,
gay as
guys'
fuck.
asses are
You know, just
hairy.
because it's
That's weird.
gay,
Yeah,
like,
I'm not with that.
fuck
I'm not
that.
with that.
Ew, no,
I,
and
well,
if he showers, I wouldn't do it either,
like,
so.
it was a few years ago, whatever, hung out with this girl. Fucking, she said some shit that threw me all the way the fuck off.
How?
She was like, "Can I just? I just want to put my finger in your butt." I'm like,
That's fucking weird.
"Wait, what?"
That's
And I'm
fucking weird.
like, I'm in my boxes, bro. I'm sitting
Can
here
I put
like,
my finger up your
I just looked at her. I'm like, "Get up for me!" I
You
put
put on your
everything back
pants?
on, and I left. I didn't say shit to
Dude,
her. I left.
that's
No,
fucking
no, this chick I
weird.
dated told me.
Ew.
She's like, "Let me stick a finger in your ass," and I'm like,
No.
"You do that?
Why would you do
I'm
that?
the next day. I'm ghosting you like your dad. Like I'm just."
Hey, no. That's fucking sad because my dad ghosted me too. I don't know. I mean, everyone's different, you know, everyone likes different shit, but I would never put my finger up my boyfriend's ass or eat his ass, no matter if it's clean or nothing. That's nasty. That's gay as fuck too.
Okay, so I'm not gonna say his name, but homie from work said this girl gave him a rusty trombone and he loved it. You know what that
What?
is?
No, what is
A
that?
rusty trombone means she's licking your asshole and jacking you off at the same time. And he said it was amazing.
And it's called a rusty
Wow.
trombone?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because
Who thinks of a damn
you're
name?
like, ah, you know, like,
That's
what the
weird.
hell?
Just like how people
No,
have like a foot
no.
fetish, huh? Like
Oh, yeah.
they'll suck your toes and would
Yeah, I
you?
ain't doing that either.
That's
Well,
weird.
would you let a guy suck your toes or anything?
No, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. It's not.
Hey, my homie's into feet and he called Arlena. He's like, how come she never paints her toenails?
No,
And she's like, dare you call me out?
it's because like I don't really like doing my nails, or like once in a while I'll go get a pedicure, but like I don't know, I'm not like that girly in that like kind of way. I don't know, like I love clothes and all that, but when it comes to like nail, like I don't know, they're uncomfortable.
And it's not like you finger blast, so you could have long nails.
Well, I don't like having nails. Then I wear contacts and I like poke my eyes. You know, but I don't know why he's calling my toes out. Like, why? Like, who cares? Who cares if I don't paint my toes? Like, right?
Because he probably wanted to see your toes painted, that's why.
Yeah.
My boyfriend doesn't care, so, you know,
True.
as long as he doesn't care.
That's true.
But yeah, that's fucking weird. I would not do
What
that.
if you make a feet OnlyFans?
No. One time they asked me, you know, like the anonymous questions on Snapchat. They're like, post a picture of your feet or whatever, and I posted that, like, never post one again.
You probably posted it all lame as
No,
fuck.
my feet are ugly, dude. They are. Like,
But
can
yeah,
you see
no,
my
I've
fingers? They're
seen
fucking long and
it. I've
ugly,
seen
so
it.
they're fucking
We've
ugly.
seen a beach. It's
Yeah.
because of evolution,
That's
you
not
know.
they are ugly,
That's not a good
honestly.
thing. That's
You
not
can
a good
climb
thing.
trees, you know, it's
I
evolution.
can poke your brain.
Fuck. Give me a lobotomy with her finger.
No, yeah, no, but I'm being honest though. I have really ugly fingers and toes and feet.
Imagine what a chunch looks like, bro. But that's ugly too. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna be trying to swallow with Drake and shit.
Well, do you guys care about that? Like,
What?
if like her chunch is pretty or not? Like,
I mean, it's not a
no.
big deal. Yeah, because we're just happy to see the chunch.
You?
The only thing that I say that I care about is
Like,
I've
if she's
never
clean
seen
or
this shit
not,
before.
or what?
Like, number one, you can't have no nasty smell.
Ew. Well, they need a shower.
You gotta smell it before you lick it.
Number two, I don't know if you've seen like somebody's lips fall out.
Oh yeah, like kind of like, ew, I
That's
hate that.
I can't
They
do that. They look like
unroll.
roast beef
Cause
and
I
shit. right, because I eat pussy, so I can't sit there and feel like I'm gonna be able to eat
Some
that.
like
Cause
little
I feel like it's
extra
gonna be
skin,
slapped in
huh?
my face while I'm
I
trying
know
to
what
eat
you're
that.
saying,
No,
yeah.
when the food fights back.
Yeah, like no, don't eat me while I'm eating
Yeah.
that.
I like to flap them around. Like,
why do some girls have it like
that? It's just how it is.
Like, it's I don't know. You can have surgery for that, you know?
Yeah, when they cut it off.
It's like a female circumcision. Thank God kind of. I don't have.
Pretty much, yeah. Your beef curtains?
Yeah, I don't know. No offense, girls.
Other than that, no, I don't care.
But, I mean, as long as they're not too long, I don't mind it. Because you can play with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can play
with it. I'm talking about, like, this shit, like, she just dropped the drawers and then lips fall out. Like,
or, like, it looks like somebody punched a lasagna, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Lasagna sounds good.
Like, bologna. Real fast. Yeah. What the hell?
What else?
Okay, what
else? Hairball. Hairball.
Okay.
Which one? Hairy or bald?
I don't mind, actually.
I don't mind.
It's prettier when it's bald, but if it's hairy, I don't mind.
I don't mind. I mean, I don't mind about that.
Yeah.
Or trimmed. That's nice.
Yeah. That's where I was going to go.
I don't even care about the size either. Like, because, you know, there's guys that have a big ass fucking dick and they suck at fucking, so.
True.
You know that's what I mean? So it doesn't add to me size, and if they're shaved or not, like,
don't. That's because if they have a big dick, they don't have to put the effort. You know what I mean?
Why like, not? I
have a big dick, bitch. Like, take it.
Then big dicks hurt.
Take this shit.
They hurt.
They hurt?
Yeah, they hurt.
Like, tell us about a big dick that hurt you.
I don't want to talk about that.
Why not?
Like, it hurts, you know? Like, you're like, oh, fuck. It's not even, like, enjoyable. Like, it hurts. Like, so I'd rather just have, like, an average size, you know, to be comfortable.
All the guys listening, they're like, yes! There's hope!
There's hope.
They don't care about their fellows. Let's go.
Then I'll tell you the girlfriend, you know, a girl said size doesn't matter.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really care. I don't care about the size. I don't really have a type. Like, mm-mm-mm. I like if they're fun and nice to me, you know? Like, I don't really have a type.
Yeah.
He's like, huh? Do you have a type?
Yes. I like the mean ones.
The mean ones?
Toxicas.
Yeah. I like the mean ones. I like when they're feisty. It's like,
the feisty.
Fight me back, damn it.
Like, I like those too, but sometimes it's too much. Like, when you argue all the time, it gets annoying.
Yeah.
Like, my girl now, she ain't gonna watch the shit. She's like, why the fuck you say that?
Oh, man. I hate when Chester does that too. Like, he says something about me. I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Oh, in front of people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So?
Are you sure you're gonna say she's gonna fucking slap you?
She probably would, but it's all right.
She's gonna be like, no chunch. Oh, nice.
Good. And I literally mean her ass, not her.
What's her name? What's her name? Dominique. Dominique slapped him. I give you permission.
Well, you her boss? Fuck you, nigga.
Well, she probably slaps him either way.
she going to, but no, I like the mean. Like, she do take it a little bit extra.
Oh.
But
what if you did something, though? Like, you guys always make us look bad, and, like, what if you did something
when
bad?
When I do something, like...
Do you apologize?
Yeah.
Really? Good ass. Okay.
Good ass.
I'm asking.
I do.
You do?
And then, but the thing that gets me is after you apologize, and then you try to keep going on the subject, like...
And they still on the same...
Like, yeah, it's over.
Move on. That's me, yeah.
That part, that's what I'm like, okay, that's a little bit better. Just bring it back or whatever. I love it, but damn it.
I know if there's
like they're still on the same.
Yeah, I'm like, no, leave it alone.
We're toxic.
I notice if the girl's a sub, they apologize a lot.
Who?
Like if a chick is a sub, they apologize a lot. I notice that.
I can't stand that shit.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, stop apologizing.
That annoys me more than holding on to
shit. I'll apologize if I fucked up, you know? But if I didn't, I'm like, why the fuck am I gonna apologize?
Right, you stand on yours, but that's why I like a meme because the meme ones they basically just tell you what they want. So it's like, all right, you gotta come up and respect that. But yeah, cool, I fuck with it.
And I mean,
versus the submissive one, you a sub now.
And then sometimes you fight over dumb shit too, like.
Mm-hmm. All the fucking time.
Right.
All the fucking time. Yeah, that's why I just sit back and laugh and like it's not funny. I mean, it's.
Like, I got mad at Hector for the stupidest thing, but, like, it annoyed me, you know? And he's like, apologize. I'm like, fuck you. No, he can be a jerk sometimes. Yeah, like, I just got mad because we went to the store one time. Like, we went to Walmart, and I was like behind him, you know, he was paying, and then there was this old man trying to buy like Starburst, like candies, and like he was paying with coins, and I guess it like he didn't have enough and he
Oh.
had to leave, but I wasn't paying attention, you know, I was on my phone, and then I noticed like I was like, where's the guy? Like, 'cause I guess he didn't buy the candy. The girl was just holding it there. I'm like, what happened? Did he not buy the candy? He's like, oh, I guess not. I guess he didn't have enough. And I'm like, and you couldn't help him out? Like, you could have paid for it, you know, like he's just getting
Yeah, shit,
candy.
it's a little bit changed.
Yeah, I was like, you could have helped him, or you could have paid it for him, like, you know, like be nice. Like, he was an old man, like getting just the
You told
candy.
Hector that? Or
I
the...
told Hector, yeah. I was like, why didn't you like help him out? Like, you know, and then he
You're a
was
good
like,
person.
oh no, he was just getting candy. And I'm like, so what if he was getting candy for his grandson or something? Like, it's just candy, dude. He's not buying like $100 worth of groceries. Like,
Right.
you could have helped him
Yeah.
out. And then he's like, oh no, but he was about to steal the store. Didn't you see him and all that? And he was saying dumb shit. And I'm like, dude, you're like, you're fucked up. And then he bought the candy, right? Because he didn't want the girl to put it back, you know? So he's like, I'll get it. And then I was like, you should give it to him because he was outside. The guy was outside. He walked outside. So I was like, you should give it to him, you know, and see here, like, I bought it for you or something. And then he was like, I was like, you should go up to him. Because, like, I'm a girl. Like, I'm not going to go up to a man like that. I don't know, you know?
Why not?
You're a lady or what, Capel?
No, like he was, I don't know. So I was like, give it to him. And then he was just being a jerk saying, oh no, he was about to steal the store, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, like you're mean. Like you can't help someone out. Like,
Number one,
I didn't like his attitude.
I wish I get that. I get that.
Right?
But if dude was, you gotta look at the possibility. If he was actually trying to steal from the store,
But we don't
like
know that.
helping them look.
That's Hector just
If you
saying
seen
stuff.
if you seen it, you don't know if you seen it.
I didn't see it. Like,
You didn't see it, but you don't know if Hector saw it.
but Hector was just trying to say that to like
To
tell me
not
to shut
do
up, yeah, or to not do it.
Okay.
Like, I was like, dude, really? Like, to me, that's kind of fucked up because if you were in the same situation as a guy, you would love for someone to help you out, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then I was like, if I would have seen it, I would have helped him out. But I was, like I said, I was on my phone. I noticed it until he was gone. And Hector was right there next to the guy. I was like, you could have done it, dude. So we were arguing about that because he was just yelling and being a dick. You know, he was just like being rude. And then, like, we got in a fight and then he's like, apologize to
Wait,
me.
so
I'm
you
like, why am
already
I
got to
gonna
fight for that?
apologize? Yeah, we were fighting because of that. And I was
I think
just,
so. You never fight.
yeah. And then,
Yeah.
like, and I was fighting over that because he was being a jerk. Like, he was just being, like, he was arguing with me. And then, like, and then he was saying apologize. I'm like, why the fuck am I gonna apologize? Like, I'm just telling you, like, what the fuck?
Hold
Like,
up. On another note, though, too, I don't understand why, just because you're a girl, that you couldn't just go and give him the candy after Hector bought it.
it's because she's the boss, so she tells Hector what to do. Why
no,
can't I
I
get the candy?
was with my brother. Like, he wanted me to go all the way up to his car, dude. What if we didn't know, like I said, if he wanted to steal or not? We don't know what type of guy he is. How am I gonna go all the way over to his car by myself? Like, he could have gone with me, or you know what I
Well,
mean?
yeah, y'all both go, and then you just give him the candy.
Look, you give
Yeah,
him the
but he
candy, and
didn't
he's
want to do
like,
that.
everybody on the ground.
He didn't want to do that. He just didn't want to give him the candy or buy it for him. He was just being a dick.
Yeah,
And
that's
I'm
like
not
a few dollars, like.
gonna, like, I'm not by myself. Like, if someone comes up to me, like, I'm not gonna be by myself. Like, this guy, I was putting gas the other time. And like he was like he came up to me asking me for gas or money or whatever, but he looked kind of sketchy and I was by myself. I was like, oh hell no, like, you know, like,
Okay, now in that same situation, if somebody's in the car with you, like being home for or whatever, sitting in the car and the
yeah.
motherfucker come up and try to get gas, is it still a hell no? You got somebody with you now.
I know. It just depends though, because like you know, some people they're like crackheads or weird.
Right.
So
But
if I
see,
see that he really
that's
does
why
need help.
I don't give them money. I just
Buy them
actually
food.
pay for
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep.
Tell him the
Or
story. Some motherfuckers are ungrateful as fuck. Tell him.
oh, about the Subway again?
Yeah.
Dude, well, I was working at this shop. I was working 10-hour days. I get off at 1 in the morning, right? I went to go put gas after work at QT, Quick Trip. And it was fucking winter time, bro. It was cold, raining. And so I fucking park my car at the gas pump and I get out. I'm going to the store. This guy comes up to me. He's young, like early 20s, maybe
Oh
just
shit.
20 years old. And he has a hoodie on. And I'm like, all right, kind of sketch. You know, thinking like what to do if he tries to attack me or what are you just thinking ahead, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey man, you got any, and I can see the shame in his eyes,
Shame.
you got any change, man? I'm kind of hungry. And I'm like, you know what, bro? I'm headed in the store, I'm gonna get gas. what do you want from there? Anything you want from the store to eat, you right. got it. Right. And he's like, oh, no, man, I'm trying to get some Subway. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Great
call, huh?
What the hell?
That
nigga, how you be picky about what you about to get for free?
For real.
Like, giving you something.
He could have fucking got a pizza or something on Quick Trip. Or
mm-hmm.
Right.
Arlene and, Arlene and pizza.
I can't fuck their pizzas.
Well, it's all right. I mean, it's not. I could have a slice, but not the whole fucking thing.
I like their pizza. Even the breakfast pizza.
I tried that.
The breakfast yeah. pizza? I haven't tried that.
I tried. I wasn't.
I love Peter Piper's.
Yeah. I just don't like how their wings are like $50 for 12 and they're like that big.
Oh, Peter Piper's?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What the fuck?
They have good wings, but they're like tiny. No.
And they're expensive. Everything's expensive.
I know Wingstop.
Oh my God. I love Wingstop and the fries. The habanero wings and the fries with ranch.
Mango habanero.
Now I want some.
Yeah, lemon pepper.
I like mango habanero.
Mango yeah, habanero.
Oh my God. Fuck. Now I'm on wings. I kind of want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings too and have drinks and just like eat. I'm gonna text Hector right now.
Yeah. Oh my God, she I was just missing that shit. She gonna tell Hector to go get
some. Dude, have you noticed the pizzas are expensive too? Like, I was trying to order some the other day from like Papa John's or like Pizza Hut. It's fucking $20 a pizza. Like, mm-hmm. what the fuck? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
You just not noticing that?
Everything's expensive.
Fuck yeah.
Like, what the hell? Here.
Oh, yeah, dude, even McDonald's, bro, the double cheeseburgers, they're like $4, almost $5.
Remember when they used to be a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything went way the fuck up. Fuck this shit. And I've been cooking more.
Well, me too, but sometimes I want to go out and have something.
I use that shit to put more shit in the studio.
Nice.
That money for that, the money for that fast food and everything else, whatever, I try my best to stay away from it. I've been cooking now. I'm just putting shit in the studio.
Are you a good cook? Mm-hmm. Or not really?
I'm decent.
You're decent?
I'm decent. Because I've been trying new shit. Good before, like, I was just eating out. Damn.
I need to stop.
Yeah, I would spend a lot of money eating out.
Dude, Arlene's a pretty good cook. Like, what? She's kind of dumb, but she's a pretty good cook.
Wait a minute, what?
I don't love to cook, but sometimes I do.
I don't see you cooking at all. I'm sorry.
Well,
she's a whole ass wife, bro.
I don't see you cooking at all.
Well, I have to cook. I have a boyfriend. But like
that
sometimes,
don't mean
I,
shit.
No, like I do.
You're supposed to cook.
I do cook. There's times that I love to cook if like I'm not working or I'm not busy. You know, like I'll do it. But I still cook. Like you know, like I cook for Chewy sometimes, huh?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I cook bomb.
It's like I want ceviche or like,
even something. If she don't like. Like seafood, she'll still cook it for me.
Or for Hector too. Hector and Chewy love seafood. I really don't like seafood.
Oh, I love the smell, bro. It's like
tone. I grew up on seafood, so.
You're like.
I'm like.
If it don't smell like that, I can't eat it.
No, but people think
I can't eat it if it smells like that.
I just put lime on it.
If it smells like seafood and you gone, no.
Like too much. Oh, some people eat soup like that, like the seafood soup. Yeah, I fucking hate that.
Oh, I love that. The
seafood. I hate the smell. Ugh.
Dude, I'll put lime on the chonch and it'll squirm a little bit, like a live oyster. I'm just kidding.
The only things I eat is like ceviche and like shrimp tacos or something like that. But anything else?
Yeah, that's the only seafood she eats. Shrimp.
Like, I'm not going to eat any other nasty shit. But everyone thinks I don't cook, huh? Just because I look pretty and look like I don't do nothing. No one knows how I cook, huh?
She's not just a pretty face. She's a whole ass wife, bro. Like,
without a ring.
She works all day. Then she gets off work. Then she cooks, cleans, then. Cleans again, does the dishes, and then cooks Hector lunch.
Don't be lying on here.
Who?
You.
What?
You just said works out.
Yes, I work out.
When?
During the week?
When?
What do you mean? During the week. I work out like around 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah. She'll call me doing it. She's like,
doing what?
Doing what? I have a fucking treadmill at home. I do home exercises, like abs. I have weights.
That's
a fucking elliptical, nigga.
It still had dust.
I sold that.
Was it a stair stepper?
No, it was like an elliptical. Remember, I had it in the living room?
Yeah.
But like, I had an elliptical, so I sold it. Sold it or gave it away. Well, exactly.
Like 7 years.
No.
Permanent floor.
I got a treadmill like after.
Like, oh, I haven't had a treadmill for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do the treadmill and I have weights, dumbbells, you know, I do home exercises.
She really does.
I really do. Like after surgery, like, you know, I got to try to eat better and work out. I eat healthy during the week and I work out during the week. Like, for
and
real.
If she eats fat, she calls me and she feels so guilty.
Like, even if I eat fat on weekends, I'm like, fuck.
She'd be like, I fucked up.
But, like, you know, pizzas. No one's perfect. You know, like, you're supposed to have, like, your cheat day, like, once in a while. Yep. You know what I mean?
Sure, you have a cheat weekend.
Cheat weekend.
Every weekend. Yeah, the weekend. Weekend.
Just
cheat
weekends, cheat, I can eat whatever. Chicken. Chicken. Cheat weekend.
Ain't nobody said nobody no damn chicken.
Oh, are you rapping?
Wait, fuck Raising Cane's, right, Shane?
Fuck them, bro.
I used to eat that a lot before.
Fuck
now
them.
I don't
really. Oh, Amy on live. Fuck Cane's.
You
fuck
don't like it, huh?
I hate Cane's.
It's all right, honestly.
I just like their
comments
sauce
on there that might need you arrested, but fuck Cane's.
I haven't had Cane's in forever.
You used to eat all the time.
Never had Cane's ever again.
What's a good chicken
you eat
place?
Eat in front of me, I will not help you with no more songs.
Damn, that's pretty aggressive.
I'm gonna hide.
Nope. If I find out you had Cane's.
I don't think Popeye's before. Either.
Wait, I like Popeye's.
Well, Popeye's been fucking up, dude. Like, I used to love Popeye's, but their service and everything sucks now.
Yeah, service.
Okay. See, down here, I get it. Popeye's
I think that's another here. Location, huh?
I don't fuck with them out here.
Not in the South Side, they suck.
Yeah, you gotta be real picky with that shit. Now, go to the East Coast.
Well, obviously, yeah, over there, yeah, but not here.
That's the shit I miss, man. Ooh, East Coast, Midwest.
I bet it's better over there.
Popeyes. Churches is better out there.
Oh my God. Churches sucks now here. I used to love that. Like, it sucks.
Man, I had a church that was right down the street from my house. The damn biscuit was so fucking hard.
Yeah.
It is bad because I dropped it in my car. I was finna eat that first. You want to eat the biscuit when it's fresh. You just got it. And he's like, hell yeah. So
mm-hmm. And it wasn't even fresh, huh?
I picked it up and I dropped it and it hit my center console and went. I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell is that?
Dude, before it used to be good. Before it used to be like buttery and fresh. Now it's all hard and like it has no flavor. It's all
like,
fucking.
You shouldn't eat a biscuit and it feels like you eat chips. Like,
it's all.
Right? It should not sound like you eating them things you was eating earlier. It should.
Chicharrones?
Yeah.
Oh, I want some.
Say please. Are you serving, nigga?
You are.
She said you are.
She don't even ask me. She's like, I want some. Just looks at me. I want some. Are you for?
Like, today I woke up and I'm like, Hector, cierra la puerta. Saca la luna. He's like, ay, que mandona te levantaste.
You are mandona.
And he was like, because I told Hector when I woke up, I was like, can you close the door? Can you take Luna out? And then he's like, God damn it. Like, ¿cómo se dice? You woke up like needy. You woke up like... How can I say it? Like all bossy. You woke up all bossy. Like
that is Arlene's bossy.
Now that part, I see that part.
I'm bossy with you.
So I'm gonna say where. I'm not gonna give too many details, but we're planning a trip next year, right?
Hey, I'm not bossy with you.
Cause you can't be.
Cause what?
Cause you can't be.
I'm nice to you, bitch.
Cause you have to be.
Why aren't you nice to me, bitch?
I'm what the fuck?
See, you got her in the middle. She a jackass to him, but she gotta be nice to me.
He's a jerk.
Wait, who's a jerk? Him or me?
You.
Because you're a bitch. I ain't gonna be nice while you're a bitch. Fuck you.
His whole headset came off. Wait. Started laughing so hard, he fucking almost fell.
Remember one time we're at Jeremy's? And he laughed so hard, he dropped to the ground.
I had that on feel.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking shit in the...
What was that joke? Tengo dos huevos, and I couldn't get it for like the past hour. And I was like,
It was a joke. I forgot what it was. It was a joke in Spanish.
I have two eggs or... What was it? I don't remember.
It was something. I forgot what the joke was. Damn, it's been so damn long.
And then Chewy was making fun of me because he said if I try to commit suicide that I would suck at it.
Yeah, I was saying that Arlene's so dumb, she wouldn't even know how to commit suicide. She'd be like, oh, you're gonna die.
I'm not a coward to do that.
Good, wait, that's good.
You don't want to do that.
I don't.
No balls early. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Leave it to Chewy. Black. Bet you won't do it.
Why would I do that if I have a gun at home?
Oh, this went dark fast. I'm a gun at home.
You even saying hold your breath. You
know, I'm just kidding.
Blow it off.
I would not do that. Please do not try that at home, please. I know how depression feels and all that. Like, true, please, I know true. It's hard.
We cracking jokes, but at the same time, like,
mental, it's sad, yeah, because
mental health is real fucking important.
People don't understand, you know, like, why did he commit suicide or why did he do that? Like, you know, it's hard. Like,
or like when you can't get out of bed and people don't understand.
And like,
you,
like, some people don't, like, some people don't understand you. Like, if you like try to vent to people and tell them you're sad or whatever, they're just saying, like, oh, you're just overreacting, or they like talk shit about you. Like, they don't help, you know.
That's
like,
that's the toxic positivity. They're like, oh, just cheer up.
Yeah, like, I think it's an issue. Because, like, if you're really having, like, if you need, like, mental help, and, like, I've been there, you know, like, and then people don't understand how you feel. They tell you, oh, just cheer up, or, like, stupid shit like that. Like, you know, they feel like they can't count on no one. Like,
yeah. See, Arlene's lucky she has me as a free therapist. I should charge her, right? How much should I charge? See, she denied it. She's like, how dare he call me out?
Everyone needs a friend like that in their life.
Nah, that's facts. But that's what, see, that's why I wrote this song, I Tried.
Oh.
That's why I got this song, I Tried. Everything in there is about this, ain't that whole thing. Dude, I told you about when this dude, literally these dudes, like, I had three dudes in the bathroom crying, talking to me, and telling me they stories and shit when I performed it at The Rock.
God damn.
And I did the acoustic, like, version. I didn't do the poppy one that I made for it. I did the acoustic version at The Rock. That these niggas in the bathroom, like, I went to the bathroom, I did my songs, went to the bathroom, taking a piss, and dudes like tap me on the shoulder while I'm pissing. I'm like,
why? Wow, well, that's awkward.
That's weird.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm looking back at my dude.
Like, yeah, yo, you can't wait.
But when I pay attention, like, his eyes is watering.
Aww.
I'm like,
aw,
shit. Damn. Okay. Like, and I, like, I intentionally do shit for that reason, like you're talking about, feeling depressed or whatever, not having nobody to go to and shit like that. Him with his eyes watering, I didn't know what it was about, but I'm like, yo, let me check my homie. So I'm like, all right, shake real quick, turn around, I'm trying to wash my hands. I'm like, hey, what's going on, bro? Fucking drop my hands off, and this motherfucker just hugged me. I'm like,
aww.
Oh, shit.
Aww.
So I'm like, yo,
he was sad.
You all right? Like, what's going on? And he's like, dude, that song you did, I tried to tell you, he was singing. It's the first time he heard it. He's telling me the words to the hook to the song. And I'm like, man, he was like,
he was listening. In tune.
He felt that.
Yeah, he was in tune with the track. So I'm like, yeah, that, like, because I've experienced it myself with all the shit that I've been through. Fucking, I lost my cousin to suicide, and the conversations I used to have with him before that happened. Like, I put all of that in the song.
Oh, wow.
So he, the dude, At the Rock, he said he's talking to me, and these two other dudes come in, and they on the same thing. He's like, hey, dude, and they're telling me the words. I'm like, yo, I think, like, in my mind, I'm more caught on the fact that they could tell me the words to my hook.
But they actually paid attention,
right? But then I had to get out of myself for a second, and this is what they were talking about though too, because they were talking about shit that was going on. I ain't gonna say it out like on here, but they were telling me some personal shit that they probably tried to tell their best friend.
And they didn't listen.
They couldn't hear it.
Oh, that's fucking sad, bro.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. And I got three dudes in the fucking bathroom telling me this shit, crying.
Oh, my God. It's really common.
Mm-hmm. Like, mental health right now is at a dangerous, it's at a dangerous spot.
For males more, huh? I heard that.
I don't feel like it's male or female oriented too much or whatever, as far as who's getting it more or less. I don't like to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. I want to pay attention to actually acknowledging when you see it.
Yeah, and I think
that's what I'm trying to do, because when I was in that spot, like,
I was in that spot for a long time, like recently, a couple months ago, huh? Mm-hmm. And no one noticed it because I hide it well, but. Like, I told Chewy, he's like, damn, I didn't know you felt like that. Like, I was so bad, huh? Like, I would cry a lot. Like, I just felt, like, so bad. Like, I had, like, no hope in life.
And
like,
what's funny is that when I'm upset. Like, Arlene's the only one who noticed it. Like, you know, I'll be all happy and shit, making people laugh. And she's like, what's wrong? Tell me. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, he also notices too. Like, are you okay? But it's hard, yeah. But you just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, for real.
Because if you have no one to talk to, it's hard.
You feel boxed in.
And yeah. you lose hope, you know. If
yeah, you feel hopeless. You feel like no one cares or like no one loves you.
And that's why I got my homegirl Naomi on that track, Hope. Hope. I got that track coming out too.
So you're reaching people's souls, bro. Man, yeah.
So I got her. We're going to be working on some chickens. I'm going to get her, Arlene, and myself, and we're going to start working on some harmony joints. And doing some live harmony so we can go to shows and start going live harmonies. For just like shows and shit. That should be dopest.
You know what? We're also planning. Well, I was telling Facio that I want to do covers, like, and post them on TikTok and like YouTube and stuff. Because I love doing covers. Like, so I want to like post covers and like still post my original songs.
Hey,
and
that's how we started. Remember when we first met? And she's like, oh, you have a podcast? You have mics? And she's like, I want to do covers. And then she'd go to my house and we just record covers. Remember? That's how it started.
But like, I always wanted to do like professional covers, you know, like record it good and then like have like a mic. You know what I'm talking about?
Mastery. Right?
Yeah. Like, not, well, like, not all crazy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
how we were talking about setting it up so that way they can see you going through it or whatever. But you also have your actual voice layered on the music.
Yeah. And then you have the video where you with the mic and stuff.
That shit gonna be crazy. It's gonna be fun as hell.
I would love that.
A lot of exciting stuff coming.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. Oh, and
R&B track is gonna drop too.
Oh hell yeah.
When is that dropping?
I'm trying to think about doing that, babe, because I initially was thinking about doing it for Valentine's because I like to have all of my songs like oriented towards
like what?
What's going on. But like, I'm hyped about the song, and I'm just like, you know what, man?
Just release it before.
Yeah, I was like, man, fuck this. I'm just going to drop the bitch. Because, like, I'm finally cutting. I finally got to the point where I've just been cutting everybody out. We were talking about that before. We're cutting other people out that's not fully invested in you like you're invested into them.
Yeah. Or they waste your time.
Yeah. Then, like, I'm cutting all of that out. So
you're emptying your cup into them and you're not getting filled back up.
Exactly. Like, I'm already doing all of these things for you with vocals and doing these with vocals and doing this with.
Yeah, you need time for yourself too.
To where I don't have anything. I'm like, fuck.
And then they don't show up for your shit either way. So.
Oh, yeah.
So what's like the point of helping people out and they don't even care when it comes to your stuff? So you just might as well cut those people off and focus on your music and all that, like, you know what I mean?
Now I've been able to do that. I was gonna drop the whole album because I did the podcast with you, Chewy, about dropping the album on Halloween. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what, I want to let all my music that I have for the album tell a long story. So I'm dropping songs. Like, I dropped the Halloween track, then I dropped I Am. I wasn't able to promote that. I had technical issues with all my social media and shit. But I Am is out on Spotify. It's on the Apple.
That's with Ivy, right?
Yeah, with my sister Ivy. So that one's out or whatever. I'm gonna start re-promoting that, even though it's already out. I'm gonna get it like viewed and shit. But my idea was to take the whole album and every month. I'm dropping
like singles.
Dropping a single every month, and then you get to see the story unfold. And then when it's all done with that story, boom, you got a whole album.
Hell
and then
yeah.
You can actually, you can physically see, now it sounds like your ass.
You can
physically see, I've been sitting close to you, but you can physically see the emotional roller coaster, the whole name of the album. You can see where it's at. You can actually live through it, seeing it. This one drops.
And then we're actually going to work on a song together too, so.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of shit coming up.
We're going to fix where did I go wrong.
Yeah, and then we're going to make another one so we can add it to my album. Because I like to do that too. Like, I like releasing them as singles, you know? But I want to have a whole album and, like, but have, like, features, you know, with him, with my other friend. Like.
I try to get Naomi with you too, because that girl.
Yeah.
That girl can fucking sing.
She sounds good.
Arlene, can I come out on a rap song with you?
What are you gonna rap?
Pody's in the fridge. Keep on letting Pody while I'm fucking this bitch.
You're stupid. You're stupid. And like, you know what? And you know what I'm also excited for? Like I need to be busy. I need to release more music. I'm working on that. But I'm excited because we're gonna go to New York next year and I'm gonna meet my producer, Anthony.
Boricua Posse. Yeah. Big shout out to you, brother. He's, you know.
I love big shout out. He's like my big favorite Puerto Rican friend.
Dude, when me and him talk, it gets we talk forever and it gets crazy.
He's been showing a lot of support too. Like he's always helping out a lot. Always. I really appreciate it.
From the beginning.
Like not only that, like you know, I love New York and I never been there, so I'm like so freaking excited. Like I'm already looking at the places and shit. Like, but I'm also excited to meet him too, you know. Like I don't know.
And she's like, you better go. And I'm like, I'll see if I could make it.
If
like,
you don't go, I'm still going.
Wow. Shit, I ain't never been to New York.
Right? Like, dude, oh my God.
Now you said, like, that's one of the places that's on my list. Like, I gotta go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, if it was for me, I would move over there.
And I like New York because it's one of the states where females can walk around topless and it's legal.
What?
Yeah, in New York, females can legally walk around topless, and it's not illegal.
But they don't do that
as long as they're not like promoting prostitution.
Yeah,
but they so he just take notes, Arlene. Right?
That's why I'm like, how do we? Like, we was on a good note, and
I know I get
all the way that way. Like, no.
Serious, right? He's no, always saying stupid shit.
In a serious note, fuck it up. In a serious note. Like, Arlene,
you can do that. Okay, I'll do that when I go been... there. Then, what?
Whoa.
What were you saying?
You do what? You gonna go topless?
You know what I
mean? Okay, I got sidetracked.
What?
I'm just kidding. Look, on a serious note, I am so fucking proud of you, friend. Like, you've come a long way.
Cut this out. I don't want people to know. Only you guys can know.
Okay.
But no, I'm really thankful for you because of you, I met Anthony and I met Shane and, you know, I met all the people and you always been there to help me. Like you always supported me and you always like, whenever I'm feeling down or like, I can't do this. You're like, you can do it, bitch.
Yep,
and so I'm really thankful for you and Shane because he's always helping me out a lot with vocals and all that. He always comes through. So I'm really thankful for them too. And then Anthony, like they're a really huge part of this for me.
You know, teamwork makes a dream work, you know?
You need to have a good circle.
Yes. I need to surround myself with a good circle.
A whole bunch of people.
Yeah, positive people who are happy for you and could help you. So yeah.
I'm fucking with Chewy. Chewy's got his podcast. He's already doing his own thing. So that's your networking. Yeah. He knows how to do it because this is what he's already been doing. But at the same time, he's also helping you personally too.
Yeah, he
and
really
at
is.
The same time, he's following you with your shows and the things that you're doing. So he's hitting different areas all in one. That's one.
Well, yeah, because thanks to Chewy, remember, like he has his friend Anthony, so he's like, oh, I need a girl female for a song, and he introduced me to him.
He's like, the perfect one.
Yes, he's like, she's serious. She
said,
like,
he needs a girl female.
A female artist.
Pronouns. She, her.
A girl, female. What the fuck am I talking about? No, but yeah, no, like, oh my God, I'm just so excited for what everything that's coming.
Nah, that's dope as hell. I'm trying to get to that.
He's like, let's go to New York.
Hey, for real, like, you tell me when I'm going.
Hey, my sisters want to go, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I told them and they're like, I want to go.
They're oh shit. Imagine that it turns out a whole group fucking trip. That'll be awesome. Ooh. Hell yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Bitch. We're going like in June. Mm-hmm. So
it's my birthday too.
I'm gonna talk to Anthony, see what like the dates, you know, and that way I can start getting everything ready.
So
we gonna talk about that off here because now
yeah, because he fucking ruined it. But yeah, we're gonna go for a trip and to meet my friend, so I can't wait. Right,
big moves coming, yeah. And yeah. So any new dates for any?
What was that for?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then I'm excited because me and Shane are gonna do a song, but we don't know yet. Maybe we do two songs from an album, like an R&B, and then he sings Spanish, or I don't know. Like we gotta figure out, you know. Like we gotta, but we're definitely making a song.
Yeah, and so your video, like in a few months, Capel, give us an idea.
No, say I'm thinking this month or next month getting done, okay. But I just need to figure it out.
Everybody, keep an ear out, keep an eye out. And Cassio, where can people find you, listen to your stuff?
You can find me on everything. Oh. Pretty much. Yes. Just hit me up, Cassio Abree, CassioAbree, on all platforms. Anything that you use or listen to, I'll be on there. I already got two songs that's dropped on all platforms, so go check them out.
Yeah.
Sweet. And you guys can find me at Arlene Adriana and on platforms, even OnlyFans. I'm just kidding. I don't have OnlyFans. Well, Don't get excited.
Or at a Pizza Hut.
Or a Peter Piper's, okay?
Peter Piper's.
Oh, yeah, Peter Piper's.
And yeah, like if you guys want to send me food or money, it's welcome. I'm just kidding.
She drops her cash out.
She wants the
cash
food. She wants the food.
I'm just kidding.
She'll send feet pics, even though they're not pretty, but
they're ugly. But I don't care.
And well, yeah, Shane, Cassio Aubrey, love you, bro. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. And definitely have fun with this shit.
Bye, everyone. Till next time.
Love you, friend.
I'm just kidding.
Wow. Really?
Stiff arm.
Hey, I love you. I love Sheen. I love all my friends and everyone who supports me from the very beginning. I never forget whoever's here for me, supporting me from the very beginning. And I'm going to have all my people with me when, you know.
Yep. All right. So.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Peace.